Sean Yelland. The Long Way Home Where. Madrona Gallery, 606 View Street WEN. Through March 8 admission. Free Y. Toronto painter Sean Yelland specializes in highly realistic paintings consisting of everyday life items. Rusted trucks, empty gas stations, and abandoned convenience stores are among his favorite topics, but his execution is anything but ordinary. Yelland bases his paintings off photographs he's taken. He's a lot like the photographer Gregory Crudson in that regard. Both artists offer images with untold potential for interpretation, thanks to the moral and physical decay therein. Yelland, who graduated from Ontario College of Art and Design, is a local favorite, and his fourth solo exhibition at Madrona Gallery, entitled The Long Way Home, on through March 8, should not be missed. He's a contemporary classic. Big Dog Energy Wear, Ollie Quinn, 531 Pandora Avenue WEN, Thursday, February 29, 7:30 p.m., doors at 7, tickets, $17.50 from Jump Comedy. Comwy. Here's something you don't see every day. A dog-friendly, adult-themed, stand-up comedy night held in an optometry, eyewear store. But those who are familiar with the roots of comedy know it flourishes in off-the-map areas, which makes Ollie Quinn, the optometry, eyewear store in Market Square, the ideal spot for such a showcase. Big Dog Energy, cheeky title, by the way, is hosted by Irish comedian Amy Walsh, who is now based in Vancouver. Further information isn't available, but perhaps that's the point. The element of surprise is strong on this one. TNT Wear, Herman's Upstairs, 751 View Street WEN, Saturday, March 2, 9 p.m. tickets. $20 from hermansupstairs.com. $25 at the door Y. Tributes to AC/DC, arguably the most popular, enduring rock band of its era, aren't rare. And those that pay respect to Bon Scott, the band's original singer, aren't necessarily new, either. But I can't think of a time when this tribute to the Thunder from Down Under has made its way into the Herman's Jazz Club complex, so this Saturday night's showcase is worthy of mention for that reason alone. Many of the players in this Vancouver Island Review are veteran players, so expect a close approximation of AC/DC when TNT kicks into Highway to Hell, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and It's a Long Way to the Top, if you wanna rock and roll. And that's always a beautiful thing. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.